Hey guys, back again. We're Jacob and Alex from the Tripod, and like always, we break down every single NRL game every week from a betting perspective. And last week was an absolute cracker. We went 14-7 on our best bets, which certainly wins you money, seeing as they're all $1.90 or thereabouts odds. We had 7 wins, 2 losses on Anzac Day, which really does get it done. And now we're sitting at 60-29 for the season, which is pretty ridiculous. I mean, that's nearly, you know, for a $100 better, that's nearly $3,000 that you're up.
I mean, imagine really playing good. Two up and picking correctly more than two out of every three times.
Yeah.
Like, we're over 66%. We've given out nearly 100 tips on the NRL season. You said
more
it.
More than double
so
winners.
Our most ever tips in around 21 tips, because we don't just tip necessarily the game results or the handicaps, but we tip things like the totals, and we tip other 50-50 markets,
team
like
totals,
the halftime handicap,
yep,
time of try markets,
all
things like
stuff.
That. But not just a ripping round from our tips, where we did go 14-7, which is killer, to have a positive 7 winning tips margin. You know, that's over $600 in your pocket if you're chucking $100 per game in 1 weekend. But what a fucking ripping round of footy.
Yeah, bloody
I was thinking
oath,
about
bloody
it,
oath.
8 games.
Yep.
You could argue 7 of them were nail-biters.
Yep.
Like, literally, probably the only one you wanted on the edge of your seat was Cowboys Knights.
Sure.
Every other game, like, there were some absolute barn burners. I mean, and maybe, like, Penrith Eels wasn't that exciting. They did pull it back to within 6 points. I think Penrith drive is crazy. We'll talk about that.
Yes, we will. Later. We will.
Well, it's the first game.
First game, we'll talk about
so
it straight
before
away,
we get into the round, this is our initial thoughts on the round. We're going to break down every game from a betting perspective, as you said. I guess we've got to give a shout-out to our group. It's where we give out all of our tips. So everything we do is completely free. It is all in the group. Tips, multis. We won 2 different multis on the weekend. NRL multi and a Saturday night multi with Super Rugby and
and
the Sharks Titans game, a couple markets in that. So we're honestly killing it this season and off a red hot round.
Bloody oath, yeah. But there's also multiple other people that have been absolutely killing it in other sports too in the group. So that's why you need to head to the post just above and you'll see the link to join our group. Join it, it's free. All the tips in there are free. We've got 2 guys absolutely killing it on NBA, DeAndre Lewis.
NBA playoffs, how
NBA
good is
playoffs,
it?
So good. And Dylan Katz is on a massive run.
Well,
he's
how about
been killing
us?
It.
We gave out the Boston Celtics to win their series 4-2 when they were down 2-0. That was $11 odds. It's now 2-all and they're $1.28 to win tomorrow.
Yep.
Then they'll be up 3-2 after
exactly,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you speak about people killing it, and shout out to Dylan, but shout out to none other more than Sol Fine.
Yes, the man himself.
And if you follow him, well, you already know that he's said today that he's giving out basically his highest confidence play.
His
of
first max play of the year.
And this guy has just gone off the charts. His tips are just dead straight fire. He's tipping something like 75%
something
on
ridiculous.
Soccer tips, typically goal totals. So it's fun. You watch these soccer matches, cheer for goals, and invariably, more than 3 out of 4 times, you're seeing a shitload of goals. You win
bloody
money.
Oath.
A lot of people.
People are staying up all night.
Yeah,
watch
I mean,
this
hit
shit.
That like button if you like Sol. Don't hit it for us, but if you love Sol, if Sol's made you money, hit that like button out of respect. So
bloody
if you want his most confident tip of the season, his biggest stake tip of the season, you want him to be in our group at 8 p.m. tonight.
Exactly, and he's given out hundreds of tips this year, and this is his most confident of the year. So yeah, about 8 o'clock tonight. So pretty much as soon as the pod's finished, he's going to release that in the group, so make sure you join the group by then. People are probably saying, fuck, you guys better hurry up because we want Sol's tip as soon as the pod's done. So
I don't see as much value in the round this round as last round, so we can probably even zoom a little bit faster.
Maybe. Yeah, perhaps. So 2 Thursday night. It seems really weird doing this. I've just watched footy yesterday, and now I'm on the pod again talking about this week's game. It's strange. But anyway, Thursday night game, we've got the Broncos, -6.5 points hosting the Panthers. 36.5 the total.
And we went against Brisbane last week. We've got the news that Reynolds was out, and that kills your bet or your chance of winning that bet, really, because we thought the Bunnies would win. Even with him out, the Bunnies should have won. I think that's fair to say. I think that was ridiculous.
Definitely. Well,
try.
They did get robbed.
The Moga try off Milford thrashing around on the ground.
That's
hands
absolute
all over
garbage,
him, somehow not held. I think we all know, the Broncos got an absolutely sweet rub of the green. I mean,
bloody
also
oath.
A knock on the,
yes,
the winning field goal. Now they come home, they've been pretty good at home. I mean, we went against them against the Roosters and they made light work of that side. And
that
what do you want to say about the Panthers? Fuck me,
oh,
Dad.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
You know, all the talent, preseason favourites.
Mm-hmm.
Have they played one good game this season? In round 9, which game did they play well?
They play Tigers.
They played well in round 2 against the Tigers,
and
who, at the time, you could argue were shit. Well, you can still argue that.
Yeah, and
so
the thing is, at the time, people thought they were actually good because they'd just beaten South.
But my point is,
yes,
the Panthers' best performance of the season is beating the Tigers. That's it. So, like, honestly...
And they've also got the Knights to add to that impressive resume.
Oh, that's true. Actually, that's one of their best effort as well, to beat the Knights. So, I mean...
But they've been woeful. Team? They've been absolutely woeful this season. And I really don't know what it is. They're absolutely stacked right across the park. And they've got all the talent in the world. The only person they're missing from last year is Mansour. But, I mean, you know, that halves combo's been together. I know they weren't together last week. And Bryce Cartwright was an abomination, I thought. He was absolutely dreadful. And it's like, fair enough if you're putting in, you know, and you're still making... Some passes aren't going well, some kicks aren't going your way, but it just seemed to me there was not any heart from him. I mean, even when he fumbled that ball in the dead goal, he just got up to his knees and just looked at it. Didn't even bother, you know, getting up, trying to chase. It's a mentality thing, I think, with that team. It must be the coaching. It must be motivation. And I just... You know, the numbers... tell me I should go with Penrith this week. It's just a touch too high. It's 6.5. I think, you know, roster-wise, talent-wise, they should be the better team here.
Yeah, and you speak about coaching. Okay, yeah, I agree, because this team looks so deflated. What the fuck's going on?
I know.
Speak about coaching. What kind of coach is putting Bryce Cartwright in the 5'8"? He's not a 5'8".
No.
But I will play devil's advocate here, and people like are going to hate us for this, but I hope you're sitting down right now. The Panthers are the only side you could look to play in this match.
Yep.
Let's look at, you know... glass half full point of view. Last week they lost 18-12 to the Eels. All three Eels tries came off kicks, you know, a couple fortuitous, you could say. Mm-hmm. They did fight back in the match and they were putrid, the Panthers, and they're still only lost by 6. For me, you're right, the line's at 6.5. I've also seen 7.5.
That's
I will
good.
Only want to play the Panthers if Cartwright is not at 5'8".
Yep.
Tamari Martin named in the number 20 jersey, which means he can be brought into the team. Probably one for me where I want to know if Tamari Martin's playing in the halves. They can move Cartwright back in the back row. And if we lose the 7.5 and it goes to 6.5, I'll still play it. Because it's something else I've noticed. Has anybody won by 7 this year? I think, like, when teams are up 6, nobody takes field goals because you're terrified. Strange. If you miss the field goal, you give them a 7-tackle set. So I think 7 has almost become a dead number. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I think we could still look for a key number 6.5. Probably enough time spent speaking about Penrith.
Yeah, that's enough. So we're certainly leaning to Penrith. And I don't know why the total is so low. I mean, I know the Panthers haven't been scoring that many points this year, but they can. I have to check the weather report because if it's fine, 36.5 seems low to me. And you might look at a Panthers team total over, something like that. The late Friday game, we got the Rabbits plus 2.5 points against the Sea Eagles, 40.5 the total.
And a match we already have a best bet on, and we jumped out. And in this scenario, it was probably a mistake or, you know, a line that hadn't moved correctly. And we've taken the Sea Eagles plus 2.5, they're now minus 2.5. So the beauty of being in the group is that you saw that tip and you could have got on and got, you know, the team that is rightfully favoured now catching points.
Definitely. And I was going to say, the thing is, the beauty of being in the group, not only do you get alerts as soon as we give out these tips, but dead set, you know, the bookies aren't dumb. They don't leave these, you know, these bad numbers out for days and days on end and just let everyone bet them and then just get fleeced. They will take it down if too many people bet on it once. So it's imperative that you're in the group, you get the notifications and you bet it straight away pretty much. Get the best number.
And we don't interact with comments as much as we should. We can barely read them, especially this
far away.
Look at his eyes.
Mate, I'm 20/20 vision, bro.
Yeah, but someone just mentioned...
I see life in widescreen.
Panthers might be able to get plus 8.5. And in that case, maybe you can't wait till the Tamari Martin news. So, but on this one, I do think Sea Eagles are the right side. Let's remember these two sides met in round 2 or 3, I believe it was. And the Sea Eagles scored the first 3 tries and lost by 20. And I think that they've got to, you know, remember that one and serve up some revenge here. And the Sea Eagles were awesome down in Canberra.
Yep.
They really were. They had, you know, a dead set game plan. It was absolute no-frills footy the first half. They frustrated the Raiders. They never gave them kind of live ball. Kicked it dead every time. Were happy to kind of die with the ball on the last. But it did work because they trusted their defence. They got back in the game despite the fact that Dylan Walker...
Yes.
Couldn't fucking kick a goal from where any of us could throw it from. And if he'd been in our group, we could honestly kick those ones. We've done it. Who could kick it left-footed from where he's kicking it from? It's as if he doesn't practice. It's as if, like, every week he gets told, you're goal kicker this week, and he didn't know.
And
like,
then you watch the Dragons-Roosters game, and Widdup goes off, and Dugan has to slot a goal for the Dragons' life to go to overtime.
Yep.
He slots it right
And if anyone's
going to
say, oh, but he kicked the one that mattered. No, he basically missed that one too.
That was absolutely
ridiculous.
Grim.
Like, he closed his eyes, kicked and hoped, but we we got a well-deserved win for Manly, and I think they win again this week, so I like our best bet.
Yeah, I think they probably do, but I think that this is another case where I think that you might be getting a little bit of line value on the Rabbits. No Reynolds last week, they really pushed the Broncos, but because they didn't win, no one takes too much notice of it. But I'll tell you what, everyone takes notice of Manly beating the Raiders earlier on in the week, so I think they're a little bit overvalued this week. I still do like the Manly side a lot, but I think the Rabbits getting Reynolds back, you know, is a big inclusion. They're at home, and are Manly really, you know, 4.5 points better than the Rabbits with Reynolds in there? I don't think so. I'd almost be tempted to play for a middle, play back on the Rabbits plus 2.5 and
hope. Why do you say 4.5? You're counting home field.
Yeah.
But I don't really count home field when two Sydney clubs play each other.
It's worth maybe at least a couple of points.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You could only maybe look at playing back Rabbits now, probably not in a rush to lay 2.5 with the Seagulls.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be more than happy to roll with the plus 2.5 we got on Manly. I think it is a great number, great line. But because we've got that in the pocket, I think, you know, playing back on that plus 2.5, I think the Rabbits are slightly more
valuable. We bet numbers, not teams.
Early Friday game, we've got the Cowboys in Townsville laying 5.5 points against the Eels, 39.5 the total.
And I can see your notes that you've got there, very diligent, you've prepared notes.
Fucking can't remember
and
this shit.
Your very first note says Thurston could play, and for me it's like, there's not much point.
I don't think he will.
You don't think he will?
No.
For me, there's not much point speaking about this game until we know if he does.
Hmm.
Because I kind of like the Eels, but I would only like them if Thurston kind of wasn't playing. Or I wouldn't want to bet on the Eels now and then find out Thurston's in. If anything, wait till Thurston was in, watch the markets all, you know, skyrocket, and then maybe play the Eels. Or find out that he's out and then probably stay away.
Because if he's definitely in, this could be 10.5. You know?
Well, that'd be crazy. Then I'd be all over the Eels.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the market... I feel like the market's reflecting that they think he'll play, or he's at least 50-50.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I don't think the Cowboys would be this level of a favourite.
Yeah, possibly. Because, I mean, they still are missing a bunch of dudes. So, mm-hmm. And, I mean, but we saw what happened in that Cowboys game where Thurston was out. And, I mean, the line, you know, shifted 14 fucking points against the Dragons. Like, you know, not only is he worth a shitload by himself, but just the public perception of him is so high that it moves the line even more. So I can't play this one either until I know exactly what's happening with him. If I was to play a side, I'd look to the Eels, plus 6.5. But, you know, you don't love sitting there with plus 6.5 if Thurston's playing and it's in Townsville. Then you're sort of, you know, stuck with your finger up your butt. So let's pass over that one. Next game up on the Friday, Titans, minus 13.5 points against the Knights, 42.5 the total.
It can't still be a Friday game.
I believe
no, I think. Well, yeah. We'll check. But wouldn't it be one Thursday game, then two Friday, and then this will be Saturday afternoon?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Early Saturday afternoon, and I'm not having a bet on this one either, unless I'm throwing Titans in my multis, because I think the Titans, for them, this is kind of like season on the line. Like, at home to the Knights, dead set, if you can't win this, you are dead set no hope of making the eight.
Whereas,
because the Titans did pull, you know, a courageous win down in the Shire last week, which we tipped, they still have belief. And, you know, bloke's coming back. And we said, you know, Hain back is going to massively lift this team.
Sure.
And people are hating on Hain a bit too much. He was man of the match. And, he massively made a difference to the team.
Whether it deserved it or not, he was one of the best players
in the park. And I think he'll lead them to another victory, to be completely honest with you. The Knights, do you know why they dropped Hodkinson? Did you hear?
They say form, but... I mean, it seems strange to me.
I do find that strange. I don't think he's a great player, but
maybe they've just given up on him.
Yeah.
He's not great.
I find that strange.
He's worth it for his goal picking, I think. Yeah, it's crazy.
And then Jamie Bure is probably like the next best player on that team, and he's injured. So, as much as the Knights are tempting because they do fight hard, it's just you just be wary that they're missing a couple key players. So I kind of feel like the Titans will win this one. If you like the Knights, this could be one of those occasions where I say the way to play it is take Titans to win by 1-12. It's kind of like you're betting on the Knights to be close, but you kind of think the Titans at home should get over the top.
Yeah, and instead of getting $1.90, you get something like $3 pretty much. Yep. So, yeah, look, there's no way I'm laying 13.5 for the Titans. The Titans should not be laying 13.5 points to anyone, if I'm completely honest. They do get a few guys back, but, you know, Copley's out, Grismal's out. Don't have a full strength team on the park.
Yeah.
And the only side I could look is the Knights, but I mean, we're nearly a third of the way through the season now, or pretty much a third of the way through, and I think they've got to have be close to giving up now. But
don't forget,
I
mean, revenge factor.
Yeah, but I mean, these are one of those games where it's like the Knights look at the Titans and they say, well, shit, this is one of the games that we can win in the season, you know, and they have a knack of keeping these games close. The only side I could look would be the Knights.
Agreed.
Saturday games, we've got the Bulldogs plus 6 points hosting the Raiders, 39.5 the total.
Yeah, personally, I had jumped on the Raiders $1.60 to win this match, probably closer to $1.50 now, so yep. I didn't mind that one.
They will win.
The Raiders weren't bad on Friday night against Manly. I think that result said a lot more just about how good Manly were. Manly were like almost flawless in terms of not playing very enterprising footy, but like mistake-free, and they did make it so tough on the Raiders, and the Raiders nearly still won that match. It gets a golden point, you know. The Raiders, make no mistake, it's a juggernaut, it's a contender, like it's a great side.
Easily Bulldogs, a top 16.
The Bulldogs, geez, you just don't know what how to classify that team. I mean, they did win, I think, 4 or 5 out of 6 in a row there.
Yeah.
And they can defend,
Yeah,
but
sure.
I mean, we took them on, we took the Tigers against them, which was pretty brave, because everyone was saying that the Bulldogs were going to blow out the Tigers, and the Tigers got the win for us there.
Yep.
You know what I will say, I wouldn't actually have any temptation to lay the 6 with the Raiders in this one. Looking at that Bulldogs team, there's a chance Hopewadi comes back. The forward pack on paper is still quite good, and as I'm telling you, they're not fun to bet on, but they can defend. I just have a funny feeling Bulldogs will make the Raiders earn this one.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, but I hate the Dogs. Yeah, and I mean, yes, they have
don't
put
be
it.
A hater.
No, I'm not a hater. I'm looking at this through totally objective eyes. But anyway, yeah, the Bulldogs, I just don't rate him at all. I don't rate him by either, and he will be starting once again. And that was one of our major plays last week. We took the Tigers' first half because Mbai was going to be on the pitch for the first 30 minutes. And, you know, he was pretty dismal, to be perfectly honest. And what's his face? Frawley is better than him, and that the statistics show that. So, you know, I don't know what, you know, if we can get a -5.5 on the Raiders, I have not seen one, but I'd be tempted to lay 5.5. They can just steamroll teams.
Because I've seen more 6.5s than 5.5.
Yeah, all I saw was 6s when I had a quick flick through. But, yeah, and even so, like, if it dropped to 5.5, you could, yeah, it's probably not going to happen, but if you get a flat 2 half-time line or something like that, you know, with Mbai in there,
well, the other thing is we do both feel pretty confident Raiders are going to win.
Raiders will win,
like,
this one.
A pretty awesome deal exclusively to our group. That's through Ladbrokes. And basically, if you're willing to put up $50 if you haven't got Ladbrokes, they'll give you $150 bonus and an extra bonus if our lock of the week, Raiders get up. So then you
extra
end up with $200 bonus in your account and from just $50.
You don't even have to bet the
deposit.
Raiders.
And the other beauty of Ladbrokes is every week they're offering like that odds boost. Like like last week they had an odds boost on the Broncos. I mean, a major sweat, but they had odds boost
and they're
on
all good,
GWS
though.
Giants.
Should be playing more, really.
They had Winks at $2 the other day. So
yeah, exactly.
It's worth having that account. We can get it for you, but only in our group.
So this one's a leave for now, unless the line shifts a little bit. Saturday, we've got the Tigers plus 6 hosting the Sharkies, 39.5 the total.
So this is the Saturday night game, and I know the Sharkies are off kind of a disappointing and embarrassing loss at home, and you know, you think the champs bounce back. This may be my favourite bet of the week.
Like,
I just look at those lineups. No.
Yeah, okay.
And I would love to get plus 6.5, but I look at the lineups, and like player for player, I feel like the Tigers have an equal amount of talent to the Sharks. And, you know, the Tigers, I feel like they're the opposite to a good team where if they lose, you want to take them next week because they'll be more fired up. I feel like this is a confidence side. When things are going their way, they can match it with anybody. And they've shown that. You know, they're beating the Storm 14-0. You know, they did beat the
Bulldogs. I think it's because they're such a young side as well. It's like they just get down themselves and get in a funk and then they get a few wins on the trot and then they play, you know.
Yeah, like ultimately the Sharks turn up for this one, but I think the Tigers do as well. I'm going to take the team that's like got equal amount, you know, of talented players. And I'm getting a converted try and maybe we can get that hook.
Yeah, exactly. So I really like the Tigers in this spot. I think the 6 is way too high. I don't think the Sharks are the same team as last year.
Still missing Seguiaro, maybe Bagoya.
Yeah, that's right. And they do get Beal and Luke Lewis back, which is decent inclusions. But even so, like, I just think this, you know, just mentally from this Tigers team. They've fixed all their off-field drama pretty much now. There was so much uncertainty around that team. Now pretty much everyone knows where they're going, knows where they're going to be next year. No one's going to be leaving before the end of next year. So I think they really put in and try and just have one really good season with all the boys.
These are quality players playing in their prime. You can't mail in a season.
No, they won't.
And look, they owe it to the fans to just give their heart and soul every week for the rest of the season. And, you know, at best, this Tigers team probably ends up coming ninth or something. But they still have to try.
Bloody oath, yeah. And you don't want to look like a dickhead not putting in, you know, when the team that you're going to is watching you as well. You know, they're thinking, why the fuck did we pay this guy big bucks? So I think the Tigers
Maybe Teddy shows us that he should have got the green and gold jumper.
Yeah, true. Yeah, crazy. But they're all right. They love Boyd, really.
They love Boyd.
But Tigers could win this outright. Dead serious. That, you know, plus six, this could be a good candidate for like a half-time, full-time, something like that. Because when Tigers are up, they can, you know, they got that confidence. Sunday, we got the Warriors hosting the Roosters. This, I've seen from anywhere to pick them to Warriors plus 2, 40.5 the total.
Yeah, and I guess we can reserve judgment a little bit with no team lists yet because these sides only played yesterday. You know, the Roosters, I don't know, I felt like they looked like the better side on the park. I think that was one of those games where if you are on the Roosters, you feel like they deserve the win, but if you're on the Dragons, you're salty ass.
Bloody
and I mean, losing Widdup was massive. From my point of view, it's like if the Roosters hold the ball in the last 5 minutes, they win by six.
Yeah, exactly.
No worries, but the Roosters are a quality outfit. You know, those were two quality teams going into warfare yesterday.
Yeah, that was
I feel like
around.
They
it's
did
good.
Miss Madison and they missed Orbison. Just like hard running back rowers that hit holes, you know, out wide.
Mm-hmm.
And those blokes, I think Orbison will be back, but Madison's still out. The Warriors, I've got to say, have played good footy the last 4 weeks.
Yep.
If you go back to beating the Titans 18-0 second half, then they took care of the Eels.
Yep.
They go down to Canberra and okay, they lose by 12, but I mean that game's tied after an hour. And again, the game
they
against
right
the Storm,
there.
They
right
were
there.
Right there. Yeah. And you know, penalties certainly didn't do them any favours.
No.
So the Warriors are playing good footy, and it's not a coincidence that it's since Foran got there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know where to lean because I probably think it is a 50-50 game.
Yeah, don't lean anywhere. Just straight up and down on this one. It's a stay away for me. I know that the Roosters are the slightly better side than the Warriors, but I know that, you know, being in New Zealand is a pretty big advantage. And it's slightly, you know, well, not really a short turnaround, I guess, but, well, pretty short for both teams. So I think the Roosters are the better side. You know, Warriors are off a loss. Roosters are off a tight win, you know, against a widowless for the second half anyway, Dragons. So it's just a stay away.
And just
away.
Make this point, if you see the game as a 50-50, okay, you have to bet $11 to win $10. That's how it works with the line being like around $1.90. I know you might be able to shop around and get a $2 on Warriors or whatever, but basically in the long run, if you're betting $11 to win $10 and you're striking at 50-50, you're losing money.
Exactly,
and that's how the
book
is made money.
Like,
that's why we don't bet it if we're not, you know, sure we have an edge.
That's right, yeah. And I mean, like we said, we're 60 wins and 29 losses on the season. If we make a bet, we're fairly confident that's going to win more often than it's going to lose. But it's like, if someone tells you, you know, I'm going to flip a coin, heads or tails, and I'm going to give you $1.90 if it wins, you know, you're not going to take that bet. So sometimes the best bet is not making one if you're not sure. Sunday game, we got the Dragons plus 7.5 hosting the Storm and 36 the total.
So this is first, second, and it is, you know,
disappointing.
A buzzkill.
Disappointing, yeah.
That Widdup's going to be out. Because I don't want to take anything away from his teammates, but he's been the heart and soul of this team.
Yep.
You know, kicks the goals, he's in everything. He's, you know, organised them in defence, making key tackles,
forward
chasing
pack
kicks.
Forward pack has made him look good, he has had his career season.
Because, I mean, who's he got playing in the halves with him?
Have you got what's that guy called?
I can't remember.
Anyway.
But yeah, like, that's my point.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing a lot of it on his own, like, in terms of the playmaking. And, I mean, the outside backs are improved.
Yeah, yeah.
But to lose Widdup now, and we jumped on.
I feel really bad for them. Like, they're just having the best season.
That's going to derail their season.
Yeah,
for
bloody
sure.
oath. And he's out for 6 weeks now,
and
apparently.
They will pick it up and they will fight hard, but it's just so tough to beat the Storm in, you know, in the best of conditions. And we jumped on. We got the Storm at $1.80 to win, so you don't have to take a minus of any points. The Storm win by one, we're cashing our ticket. Now you've got to lay 7.5 points, so you need them to win by 8 or more. So that's a big difference. So I'm not going to suggest playing the Storm now because I do think the Dragons show up and fight.
Yep.
But I love the fact that we got on $1.80. Another reason you want to be in our group.
Yeah, bloody oath. I think we gave that one out. Not only late last night, But then it was gone straight away. But we sifted early this morning. I think we were up at 5 a.m. We were sifting through all the lines, found it, posted about 6 a.m. So, I mean, it is pretty imperative that you're in the group, you get the notifications, because, you know, when we posted that, it was about 6 a.m. and it was gone by about, you know, 30 minutes later. So a bunch of the lads still got on. So that's a great bet, storming $1.80 just to win the game. But, you know, you're not laying 7.5. You know, with the Storm, I don't think, even
and
though...
how did we forget the immortal Josh McCrone?
Yes, of course.
Sorry, Josh. is he salty he didn't get a Kangaroos jersey?
Should be.
We'll see.
I really wanted to get at the under, but it's too low as well. It is 36, low. It's really low.
Any thoughts on the Kangaroos team? I've got one for you.
Yeah, tell
is me. Trent Merrin the luckiest fucking bloke on the planet?
Yes.
The lad can do no wrong. Okay, I just have a comment to make. Obviously, he's been named starting lock.
Do you think
he's
fitter than him?
Yeah. And I've had Blade of the Fever. I'm in the absolute worst shape of my life. I'm fitter than Trent Merrin. If you are good enough to get picked at the starting lock for Australia, I expect that when I watch you play, you look like you're one of the better players on your team. You stand out.
You don't look like you're someone from the crowd.
Yeah, like, he's fucking like a passenger on this Panthers team. Yeah. He has no right to be there. His team is 2-8. You know, I could say the same about someone like Clemmer. Sometimes he's good, but other times he doesn't stand out for me. You know, blokes like, I don't know, like a bloke like Frizzell, a bloke like Boyd Cordner, every time they get the ball, you can see that they're match-winning players. I don't see it. I don't know, like, if Trent Merrin has nude photos of Mal or what's going on. But,
nah, he's given Mal photos of Sally.
Oh, you heard it here first. That's a
never
good
mind.
One.
All right. Continue on.
I think we don't need to continue on. That's the
that's
round,
enough
isn't it?
That is the round. We are done and dusted.
If you want our summary of our best bets, because we've only kind of said which sides we're seeing value, but we're going to scour the landscape, look at every bookie, find the best odds, and post a full summary of our best bets, and that'll be tomorrow morning.
I think we'll do it tomorrow. We won't take away from Sol's massive max play bets.
And we'll have a couple of multis. As I said, we won 2 multis last week.
Yep.
And we went oh so close to a 36-1 multi on
Anzac
Day.
Yeah, yeah. And we nearly went, we were 1-5 minutes away from going 9-0 on Anzac Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking to keep up the winning ways. We've only had one losing week this season.
One out of eight. Yep. And we're into round 9. The season's flying. We're loving it. Get in the group and share in the winnings.
Yep.
And share in the winnings tonight if you want to get on Sol's most confident
100k challenge year. Coming soon.
There's that too.
Yeah.
So, all right. And I've said,
join the group.
Thanks for watching, guys.
See you next week.
See ya.